Well, I think you have to, first off, look at what happens if we don't act by the end of the year. And that's a $4 trillion tax increase on the American people, because that's essentially what you're talking about if we don't extend the current, the 2017 tax law. The president has had some other suggestions and ideas with respect to, that he would like to do in the area of tax reform, and we'll take those into consideration. But I think that we intend to ensure that we don't have a $4 trillion tax increase on the American people by December 31 of this year. And in order to do that, we've got to act collectively, House, Senate, and White House, to extend the 2017 tax cuts.